This is the Jerry Doyle Show.
Unlike the movie The Interview, which I watched over the weekend and was hard-pressed to find anything that I liked, at the Golden Globes last night, there was a lot to like, and in particular the hosting by Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, the subject of the article by our guest Anita Findley, author, actress, blogger, EpicTimes.com contributor. Her latest there, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler kick ass at the Golden Globes. Anita Findley, author of Dirty Words on Clean Skin, spending 4 months, number one position on Amazon's Women in Politics list. Welcome back to the show. Anita, how are you?
I'm great, Jerry. Thank you so much for having me back. They did kick ass, didn't they? They were fabulous,
they did.
These two. Well, you know what? They know it's their swan song. They're not coming back. They went out with a bang, and they just went for broke on every routine. So
why aren't they coming back? I didn't know it was their... I know it now because I read it on your piece that this is their swan song. But, I mean, they're very well received, and not just the audience in attendance, but also by the people watching the program, myself included. Why is this their swan song?
I don't know what their reasoning is. I really think that there's a sense of, well, let me not overstay my welcome. And there have been other people who've said at award shows, never again, only to return 3 years later or 4 years later. So I suspect that they may not be gone for good, but we may not see them for the next few years. And I think it was great that they said this because it really gave them license to feel like they're not holding back on anything, on throwing stereotypes out the window. They really ragged on Sony with all the hack, and that was such an incredible line about, you know, all the films that North Korea is okay with.
Right, yeah. Have you seen the movie The Interview?
No, I have no interest in it whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. You have to see it just to see how bad it is. And more importantly, the point of what the brouhaha was about with regard to this film. I mean, if I was a producer on that film, or if I was a studio head and I'm watching the dailies, I would have said, pull the plug on this thing, put it out of its misery. Let's not lose any more money on it. But go ahead. No, but I mean, some people.
My husband was cynical about this. You know what my husband said? He said, oh, I bet the studio did this deliberately because they knew that they had a turkey and this was going to add interest to the film.
Exactly.
Exactly.
The conspiracy theorist, and, you know, I know your husband's not a black helicopter kind of guy, but there are a lot of people saying that this film was so bad that they had to create a controversy to get people to buy it digitally and also to try and break the backs of theater distributors. Where they could just have an instant video on demand or direct to kind of a purchase business model. And it's done 6 or 7 times as much, in a digital distribution as it's done in theatrical release.
Oh, sure. But you know what was really great about the show last night? And as you do, I really have problems with award shows. And it's just too much self-congratulation and all the eye candy and the dresses and blah, blah, blah. But I really enjoyed last night because there were not only some heartfelt speeches, but you did get to see the entertainment industry celebrating some of its best work. I mean, it was really wonderful that you had some marvelous roles for men and women. And, you know, I thought that Tina Fey's comment about, you know, it took me 3 hours to prepare for my role as a human woman. I mean, it really points out how much we emphasize eye candy with women, but people like Patricia Arquette and Maggie Gyllenhaal and the lady Miss Froggatt who had won from Downton Abbey. I mean, they were really celebrating single mothers and rape survivors and women who are very complex and human, not just window dressing. And of course, you know, there are always really brilliant roles for men, but at least we got to celebrate something worthwhile that can illuminate some of the human condition.
Yeah, I thought the show, I mean, as far as award show go, they're usually a snore, but I thought that I thought it paced well. I thought the points that they made weren't so much about, do you get it? Do you get it? Do you get it? And they use humor as a way to help get the point across if you didn't get it. In particular, Tina Fey, who I think should have been the replacement for David Letterman. I think she would have been fantastic. But she was talking about George Clooney's wife in his marriage to Amal, and said, Amal is a human rights lawyer who worked on the Enron case, was an advisor to Kofi Annan regarding Syria, and was selected for a 3-person UN commission investigating rules of war violations in the Gaza Strip. So tonight, her husband is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award. I thought that was classic.
But it was fabulous. But what's interesting is I have no doubt that Mr. Clooney has the utmost respect for his wife. I don't even think that Tina Fey was making that argument to point the finger at those two people. I think she was using them as a convenient example to point out just how many times, as you know, why the joke is funny, how many times a woman will do something but a man will get the credit for it, or a woman will be sort of the unsung hero of the group. And there was just an article, I believe today in the New York Times, by Sheryl Sandberg and someone else, talking about a number of studies that mention how many times women speak up in a meeting only to get interrupted and have the man take credit for the idea, or he says the same thing she said and then everyone likes it, but when she says it, they don't like it. In fact, the guy who was the showrunner for The Shield, which was a very popular show your listeners may remember a few years
Michael
ago.
Michael Chiklis.
Yeah, exactly. When the women wanted to speak up, his writers, they were interrupted. So he instituted a no interruption rule for men and women, and then these women got their ideas heard, and the shows that they proposed got done. It was just fascinating how we just have to, it's not about shutting men up by any means, but it's about allowing everybody to the table and realizing that when everyone has an opportunity to contribute, you may have better ideas. So
yeah, absolutely.
I was so refreshed last night by some of the roles that women won for, you know, that it was
right.
Just not about, oh, I'm noble. It's about I'm three-dimensional.
Yeah, absolutely.
How shocked were you that Tina Fey and Amy Poehler went there with Bill Cosby?
Yeah, I know. And it's pushing the envelope, and probably an envelope that wouldn't have been pushed just a few years ago.
No, absolutely not. And I think that was another way, if they were not doing their last year here, I don't know that they would have had the guts to do it. But I really appreciated it, because there was a sense of how many women does it take to equal one man? How many women have to come out with these allegations before somebody at least gives it, you know, 10% of credence or something? And I just thought it was fascinating. I mean, he brought it on himself, unfortunately, because he made a joke about it, a bad joke, at his own comedy routine in Canada. And so these ladies jumped all over him for it, and good for them.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wasn't happy with Felicia Rashad's kind of dismissing the allegations by these, 20-plus women or something like that, where, you know, everyone's just attempting to tear down an icon. And then she had to kind of, like, backtrack on that a little bit. But, Bill Cosby making a joke about somebody who was leaving his comedy show to go get a drink. He said something along the lines of, you should know better than to drink around me. I thought the whole thing was just a little bit creepy. Anita Finley, I wish we had more time, but we don't. The clocks tell me I got to get out at the bottom of the hour. I'm glad you enjoyed the show as much as I did. I'm glad the zingers were what they were, and I think Tina Fey and Amy Poehler did a fantastic job, as you did writing your piece. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler kick ass at the Golden Globes, courtesy of Anita Finley. You can get it at epictimes.com. Let's do it when we have more time, okay?
You got it. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much, Jerry. Have a great night.
Thanks, Anita. You too. Stick with us when we get back. Obama's Community College Giveaway.
The Jerry Doyle Show.